This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 16, 2008. Not an option. The scripture is Deuteronomy 15, verse 11. There will always be poor people in the land. For all the social programs, time spent, and monies given, poverty is still with us. Is that what God means in our reading today? Is that what Jesus meant in Matthew 26, verse 11? Will poverty never disappear? Today's reading doesn't answer that question. Rather, it reflects on how we treat people who have less or are indebted. Don't manipulate the laws of debt forgiveness, but give without a grudging heart. Do not be tight-fisted, but open-handed. This applies to the needy who are closest to you, as well as to those who are far away. Rather than solving the problem of poverty, God instructs His people to be generous to the needy. This suggests that the needy are not the only ones with a problem. Not having enough is devastating. But enjoying plenty with a grudging heart, a tight fist, or a merciless attitude toward the poor rots the soul. Blaming the poor for their poverty is wicked, and carping about the rich is self-defeating. Let the needy not begrudge those who have, nor be tight-fisted with those less fortunate, for they know what it means to be needy. Christ exempts none of His disciples from the practice of generosity, and from those to whom much has been given, much is expected. Do not withhold from others God's generous giving to you. There's always someone who needs something. Would you pray with me? Lord, may we use Your gifts to us, gifts of teaching, liberal giving, encouragement, showing mercy. May we use those gifts with generosity and open hands. In Your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.